Welcome to Tales from the Pictures We Saved, a weekly podcast produced and published by the team here at Scan My Photos. We've spent the past 26 years helping our customers preserve tens of millions of happy memories, milestones, achievements, and events, all of which have incredible stories behind each and every photo. And now we're eager to share these stories with you. In this week's episode, Scan My Photos customer Margaret Hoyback shares the details on her incredible life as illustrated by over 50,000 print photos. I'm your host, Janine Lucas. You might think you have a lot of print photos sitting in your attic or closet, but how many do you really have? We often hear customers say they are working on scanning 1,000, 3,000, and sometimes even up to 10,000 print photos that they have lying around. But this is the first time, in a long time, where one customer shared with us that she has over 50,000 print photos in her possession that she needs to have scanned. And why wouldn't she? Scan My Photos customer Margaret Hoyback has an incredible eye for capturing beautiful things, so taking thousands and thousands of pictures over the course of her lifetime was as natural to her as breathing. Margaret is a born artist. She sees the beauty in so many moments that even aside from her predilection for photography, she is also an accomplished watercolorist. But it wasn't Margaret's artistic nature that led her to discover Scan My Photos. It was actually a labor of love.
My son recommended Scan My Photos as I was trying to create a collage of photos to use at my 50-year anniversary. I was going through my 50,000 photos and trying to narrow it down to 125 that showcased my life and my husband's. I'm 73 with three children and six grandchildren. Plus, my husband was military and we were always traveling, so I had plenty of reasons to take lots and lots of pictures. And this was before digital. I've kept so many of the print photos, and I don't like to throw any of them out, so it was like an archaeology dig to find the right pictures for the anniversary party.
Margaret managed to find the perfect photos for the party and was very happy with the results from Scan My Photos.
After seeing how wonderful it was with the 125 I sent in, I wrote to Scan My Photos to thank them for helping me. We were getting close to crunch time for the party when I finally sent them to get scanned. But it worked out perfectly. We got the photos back in time, and they were wonderful. Everybody loved them. The slideshow was created featuring baby pictures of me and my husband up until we got married, and then our married life with all the kids, including some of the places we traveled. We kept the slideshow of these photos going on loop throughout the party. And before I sent the pictures to Scan My Photos, I was one of those people who thought I couldn't trust anyone with my pictures. But I'm so happy I trusted Scan My Photos, because they just did such a great job.
Since Margaret's first batch of photos was such a hit, she plans on sending more of her impressive collection over to get scanned.
Once I get the next batch back, I'll be sending in the pictures I use for my art and art workshops. I take pictures showing different painting methods, where I paint and use them in my video presentations. Also, when I travel to teach, I always have to paint and take a bunch of photos, so I'll have to send those in as well. Lots of pictures from vineyards in Napa to the scenes in France and Italy.
Margaret also shares the spotlight in her pictures with a very special travel buddy.
I have this giant teddy, named Theodore, or Teddy for short, who travels with me around the world. He's 3 feet tall and was a former mascot for a children's cancer camp. He wears culturally appropriate clothes on our travels, including a Balinese temple outfit, a Scottish kilt, and a German lederhosen. I was going to do this book on him, which I might do digitally once the photos are scanned.
With a life as artistic and full as Margaret's, the accumulation of 50,000 print photos was easy. While the project to preserve those photos might prove to be a challenge, we'll be here to help Margaret the rest of the way. Thank you. This episode of Tales from the Pictures We Saved was produced and published by Scan My Photos, with music by bensound.com. Margaret was voiced by voiceover actress Norma Jean Gradsky. And, as always, we'd like to give special thanks to Margaret for sharing her experience and stories, and to all of our amazing customers for their patronage and support. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Janine Lucas. We'll see you next time.